hello and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And we're talking this month on our show about how to live with more faith. And part of doing that is being obedient to the commandments. And Melissa Richardson was crowned as Miss Provo in 2014, and her platform for the 2015 Miss Utah pageant was all about protecting teens and children from the harms of pornography addiction. And this is a subject that is very, very near and dear to her heart, and it's a subject that we hear about or see all over the world, either in advertising and especially in social media. And on Sunday, just about a week ago, Melissa asked her network to take a stand against sexually explicit content that is so easily available to view on social media. And now she has upwards of 11,000 supporters of this initiative, and she joins us on the phone today to discuss it. Thanks for being here, Melissa.
Thank you, Charlotte.
So why is protecting young people from a pornography addiction a topic that is close to your heart?
So growing up, I saw this as an issue with people that I love, people in my extended family and with friends. And so seeing the harms of pornography, especially in marriages of people that I'm close to, and how those addictions started young or while they were young, is something that I wanted to educate my peers about so that they could avoid those pitfalls and live happy, productive lives.
Absolutely. And based on your own research, how does pornography negatively affect people?
So something specifically about marriages is that it reduces people's desire to be with their own partner. They're dissatisfied with the person that they're married with the person that they love. And it objectifies the way that people see each other. It objectifies the way that women see men and the way that men see women. And so there's a lack of respect that happens as a result of that in our society. And especially for children, I'm a human development major. And so in looking into the way that pornography affects the developing brain, an addiction will be longer and stronger if a child is addicted at a young age, because the neurons are still developing and those connections are still being made. And so if that happens at a young age, and then it'll just perpetuate over time and become harder and harder to break that addiction.
Wow. And I liked how you said that it objectifies people, and it makes it look like people are just there for our own gratification and for our own selfish purposes. And it's just, it really demeans divinity within all of us, and it demeans our whole purpose on the earth and our nature. So this is really wonderful that you're doing this. And I'm curious, once you started this online petition, what kind of a response have you seen?
It has been overwhelming. You said upwards of 11,000 in your introduction, but now, as of today, 1 week later, there are more than 20,000 signatures on this petition.
That's amazing.
And it is worldwide. We looked at the numbers, and we have representatives from all 50 states. We have representatives from 26 countries and 6 continents. So this truly is a worldwide movement, and people, not just in Utah, but all over the world, care about this issue, and they want to stand up and do something about it.
And I think it's not just people of faith, too. I mean, from
Absolutely.
What you've seen, there's probably people in very diverse backgrounds that realize that this is a problem, and as the state of Utah is declaring, it's a health crisis.
Absolutely. Yeah, Governor Herbert declared it as a public health crisis, and we've seen many states follow suit in that. I interned with the National Center on Sexual Exploitation, and they drafted the resolution that Utah passed. And so after that was passed, they received word from a lot of other states that want to follow suit with that, and they want to do the same thing. And so there are a lot of people. I think we feel like we're powerless against such an enormous industry. The pornography industry is so huge. And I think sometimes we feel like we're the minority. But really, I think when people start raising their voices, we see that there is a majority of people that do feel like pornography is harmful and that we don't want to be seeing it. We don't want to be exposed to it. And so I think when one person will stand up and say, this isn't okay, many more people will follow them.
And I think, like you said, that the pornography industry is so powerful and so huge. And I think it's really diversified over the last few years, because I think when I was growing up, you had to like buy a magazine to really be exposed to that type of content. But now it's all over the internet for free. It's on social media, which is a huge part of your platform, that even if it's not, you know, nude pictures or something, there are still very scandalously clad women and men all over the internet, and that affects people in a really negative way.
Absolutely. There's like you said, there's pornography, soft pornography, however you want to define it. It's there and it's harmful, and we don't have to be exposed to it. I think that we get to have a choice of what we're exposed to.
Absolutely. So what do you hope people that are participating in this petition with you, what do you hope they'll learn from all of this?
I think that this is going to be an example of just how one person raising their voice can really make a difference. And they can be so empowering for people to raise their own voices, whether it's something that they're not okay that their child is being exposed to at school or, in a club, or just personally, if there's a discussion that's going on that they're not comfortable with, or it's just something they feel really strongly about, even if it's not taking a moral stance on something, that they can open their mouth and that they can know that they have the power to make a difference. I think that's what I want people to learn. And also, it's been amazing to see how many parents were unaware of what their children are exposed to on social media. Mm-hmm. And so I want them to learn what their children are being exposed to, like the different forms of pornography and how much the world is just pushing this on their children. And there have been so many parents that have said, I had no idea. Thank you so much. And we're so grateful someone's taking a stand on this issue.
Absolutely. Well, I think it's really amazing that you're doing this, and I thank you. I mean, I don't have children yet, but I thank you for attempting to make the world a better place for the future generations, and hopefully eradicating this type of content that's so easily accessible now. And I'm curious, Melissa, how has your personal faith been affected by participating in this movement?
This, to me, like you said about faith, for me, I've never participated in a nationwide or even a worldwide campaign. I've never led one, and so I'm new at this. But it's something I feel strongly about and led to do. And I don't know day to day what the next move is going to be. I just have to do what I feel inspired to do for that day. And I feel like every day I wake up and the Lord inspires me to do something different. And I do feel like He wants us to take a stand for what's right, and He wants us to help others do the same. And so it's just that daily bread, knowing that the Lord is in charge, and that if I keep the commandments, if I keep the Spirit with me, then I'll be inspired to know how to help others, and we can all do the same.
And what advice would you offer for other young people that know it's important to stand up for their beliefs and for their faith, but might not know how or where to start?
I would say find role models who have done that. Look to people who you see as movers and shakers, and pattern your life after the lives of those people, and see what they do to help others, see what they do to find that strength, and turn to the Lord. Each of us has our own personal mission in life. And once you know what your mission is and you know what you stand for, that conviction will pull you in so many good directions and will help you figure out what you're supposed to do here. So just find that mission and what you're supposed to do.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for joining us today, Melissa. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Charlotte. It's been so good to share my thoughts with you.
Yeah. So there are some wonderful resources on mormonchannel.org to help educate yourself and your family on the harms of pornography. And the video series Family Conversations is a really great place to start so that you can know how to talk with children about these topics, as well as there's a Mormon message called Overcoming Pornography, and the video series His Grace, and the audio series Enduring It Well. There's so many resources out there, the Mormon Channel blog, among others, that can really help you and your family avoid these harms. And just simply searching for the keyword pornography on mormonchannel.org will bring up a lot of great resources and content as well. We're going to close our episode today with a quote from LDS President Thomas S. Monson. And he said, "In order for us to be an example of the believers, we ourselves must believe. We must develop the faith necessary to survive spiritually and to project a light for others. We must nurture our testimony until it becomes an anchor to our lives." Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.